It's Mailbox Monday, the day where I answer your questions about copywriting, marketing, business building, and more. And today's question is about getting your marketing emails delivered, making sure you don't end up in the spam box. The subscriber who wrote in to me is Mark. It's a little bit of a longer question, but I'll read it here. He says, "Hi, Roy. I notice that many emails either get delivered and not opened, or perhaps go into spam or get lost. Do you have any suggestions on this? I use CRM to send emails, or I use HubSpot CRM to send emails. How do you test emails to see if they will go through into someone's inbox and not into spam? Do you use any tools to help with this, or do you have any best practices or guidelines that you follow so you get into the inbox? I'm currently training my sales assistants on email marketing and realize that this should be a big part of it. I mean, what's the use of working on content with them if their emails don't get through to the intended person? Any advice on this? Thanks again, Mark." So if you have a question that you'd like to have answered in an upcoming Mailbox Monday episode, you can go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask. The link is in the description. That's breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask. And you can submit that for it to potentially be answered on an upcoming episode. So with that, let's do the show intro and we'll get to the answer of the question. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so first things first, there are specific spam checker tools that you can use. In terms of the specific content of the individual email message, there's a tool called Spam Assassin. And I use AWeber. It actually has it built in. You can actually run and it will give you a score 0 to 5 and let you know how much does this email message look like spam and is it okay to send. And if you get a high score there, that's a bad thing and you should not send the email. You should edit it, whatever it takes to get the score down. Now, that said, that's not a bulletproof way to make sure that your email messages get delivered to the inbox and not sent to spam. There are a lot of things that are around the reputation of the sender in addition to the content of the emails that contribute quite a lot. And there's actually a tool called Mail Genius. It's a free tool where you can actually send an email into the tool. Like you send a test email from your system, so from AWeber or HubSpot or whatever, to an email address they give you, and then it will analyze that email and it will tell you what needs to be done or what may cause that email to be more likely or less likely to be sent to spam. And there's all sorts of different verification that you can set up on your domain, like to tell the people who, or the email service providers like Google and Hotmail, et cetera, who are handling incoming emails, to tell them, oh yes, HubSpot is allowed to send emails on my behalf, et cetera, et cetera. And by the way, if you're sending from like Gmail addresses, that sort of thing, that's not cool. You're going to end up in spam if you do that. So the whole point though is to, you can use Mail Genius to figure out, okay, is this sender considered a reputable sender? What kind of steps can be taken. And they even have, this is why Mail Genius is a free tool. They'll actually connect you with email experts who can help you fix some of the issues that come up that are, you know, tech experts covering that. That said, like all of that will only take you so far, because what can start to happen is if you are developing a bad reputation with the people that receive your emails, no amount of like little tech hacks are going to get your emails delivered on a consistent basis. And even if you get them delivered for a while, you're going to develop a bad reputation that's going to decrease your deliverability going forward. So some suggestions from the like strategy side, not the technical, tactical implementation. Number one, minimize cold emails. Now, I know a lot of people do like cold email lead generation, that sort of thing. That's a good way to end up in a you know, in spam and to end up consistently in spam. If you are emailing people who don't want to hear from you, if you're buying lists and just sending out emails like that, you're going to start to develop a reputation as somebody who sends out undesirable email messages. And so minimize the amount of cold emails that you send, which means that you have to develop some kind of inbound marketing strategy where you're getting people to opt in and say, hey, like, I'm interested in doing business with you, or at least I'm interested in learning more about whatever it is that you do. And you are allowed to send me emails. And then those people are going to be warm recipients of your emails. And those people are going to be way less likely to mark you as spam, etc. So you're going to get better deliverability. You also want to just in general maximize your reputation. So when you write emails, it should deliver value. It should deliver value. Even if it's a sales email, there should be some sense of this is something that is valuable for me to receive. It's not just somebody who is blindly pitching me something that's irrelevant to me, that this person is actually giving me valuable information. And so showing up and adding value to their life from like every email that you send, that's going to help with your reputation, which is going to help with your deliverability. Next up, be interesting. Just focus on not just like, you know, are these emails closing the sales? Are these emails moving the sales process forward? But are these emails something that people are actually interested in reading and engaging with? Because the more emails that land in somebody's inbox and they get opened, the more those email service providers will treat your emails like something that their users want to receive. And so rather than filtering them, whatever, they will put emails from senders who get engagement into the inbox and make sure that they arrive there. And importantly with this, like, don't be a pest. If somebody does opt in, but then you just pester them, or even worse, like a sales team that's like aggressively trying to close people by email and just treating people negatively when they don't respond, treating people negatively when they don't, you know, do what the salesperson wants, those salespeople are going to damage your email reputation. And they may, you know, a user doesn't know like what the definition of spam is and what should be flagged as spam. A user will flag as spam an email that they don't want to receive, that they don't like the content of. And that will tell the email service provider that those users don't want to receive that message, and it's going to hurt your reputation in the long run. So you maximize your reputation by not being a pest, by being even graceful in getting a no as a salesperson, by following up in a kind way, in a very human way, like, hey, is there anything that I can do to help you move this forward? Hey, are you interested? Are you still interested in moving forward? Yes or no? Either one is a completely acceptable answer. Like, just be a positive presence in the prospect's life. And then there is the whole idea, especially if you do permission-based marketing where people actually do sign up for your email list, to make sure that you are whitelisted. Now, there's a couple ways to go about it. One is you can actually ask people to manually whitelist your email address. And if you are having people complaining that they're not getting your emails, that can be a good like customer service type suggestion. Hey, you're not getting my marketing emails, or your email service provider is telling HubSpot, you know, in this case, or AWeber or whatever, not to send these emails. Well, in that case, the person may need to manually say, oh, I want to receive emails from this source, right? Alternately, a soft way to get that whitelist, to get somebody where they essentially are giving their email service provider permission to have those emails delivered to the inbox, is actually to get people to reply to emails. And so the more you can create, especially in a sales context, the more you can create your emails in a way that stimulate a conversation, a back and forth conversation, just like asking a simple question that the person is predisposed to answer, can be a great way to get them to reply to your email. And once they have replied to your email, it again, like, this is about sending behavioral messages back to their email service provider of this sender is somebody that I want to engage with versus this sender is someone that I don't want to engage with. And so if you can get someone to reply to your emails, it can be hugely beneficial to getting your marketing emails delivered, opened, read, etc. So there are, again, like there's the technical things, and then there is the strategy and the content of the emails, and those things together can certainly add up to making sure that your emails do get delivered. I hope this is helpful. I'll tell you what, if you are focused on how can you create content that is interesting and adds value to your prospects, I would also encourage you to check out my email copywriting prompts training. I'll include a link in the description for that one as well. It's email copywriting. It's just ideas to create interesting, effective selling emails, whether you're writing one-off emails or writing marketing emails designed to go out in mass or designed to go out to be used by your sales team as assets that they can use to send to customers. No matter what you're writing the emails for, those email copywriting prompts can give you lots of good ideas to help move the sales process forward using email. And also remember, you can go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask to ask your question to have it answered in an upcoming episode. Now, leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What insights and perspectives did you pull out of this? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. Also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. Get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, helping you get your marketing emails delivered, open, read, and engaged with, and creating a response. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I will catch you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.